This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, counting down to Christmas. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Happy Wednesday to you, Todd. How's it going? Well, good.
Fantastic.
I'm glad. You doing swell?
Been dreaming of a white Christmas, and now it's going to happen.
Exactly. Boy, we're days away, folks. We are days away. We are counting down. Christmas on a Monday this year. The holiday weekend, of course, will kick off in spades just a couple of days from right now. Glad to have you along. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the weekly talk radio town hall. 1 hour every week, we get a chance to talk one-on-one with North Dakota's lone, one and only member of Congress. That's right. And you can ask him anything. You can agree, you can disagree, you can challenge him on things, you can agree, you can, you know, whatever. It's wide open, so anything goes. 800-228-0550. Every once in a while I'll hear from people say, well, yeah, I understand that Congressman Cramer's on there, but people just agree with him. Well, that isn't always the case. People will disagree, but if you disagree, why don't you call? Well,
that's like seeing people at the town halls where he's toured, only if people who agree with him. Then what about that guy who came up to him in Mandan? Obviously, yeah. He wasn't an agreeer. He came right up to him.
Is he in jail somewhere? Or do you, we haven't heard from him for a while. And then Mike at Hazen?
Yeah.
He said
he's basically gone over to the Bismarck Tribune and become a
regular contributor?
Frequent writer, yeah, regular contributor.
I love it because it proves my theory that there is approximately 50 to 75 people who write 90% of the letters to the editor to all the papers in North Dakota.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And that when you read it, you don't remember that, oh, that's that guy. It's the same guy. But it is. We had to just put them all we had to have a handy little guide and say, okay, are there any in the 10% club that have never written to the paper before, or these folks in the 90%?
Plus, maybe he's run out of town, so we'll lie about where he's calling from.
The other thing I would tell you is that most of the letters to the editor are not written by the person that signed them. It's another little trick that happens a lot where, you know, somebody will write a letter and then go on and find somebody that will sign it for them. But, you know, give them the, that happens a lot, too. So letters to the editor are the original fake news, just so you know, folks. Just so you know, just a little trick to watch out for. We're here to help, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. I have a Christmas present for you, Congressman Cramer, to start the program. Are you ready for that?
I am ready for it. Let's hear it.
Okay, now let me apologize in advance for the Christmas present. But
oh, no.
This is towards Nancy Pelosi. A little montage we put together of her comments after the vote yesterday. Listen to this.
In this holy time, the moral obscenity and unrepentant greed of the GOP tax scam stands out even more clearly. This GOP tax scam is simply theft. Monumental, brazen theft from the American middle class and from every person who aspires to reach it. The GOP tax scam is not a vote for an investment in growth or jobs. It is a vote to install a permanent plutocracy in our nation.
The end of the world?
No, it is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is like death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal. Because you know why? It's really a very hard way to come back from this. They take us further, more deeply into debt. What can you do but raise taxes? They contend that they're a gift to corporate America of $1.5 trillion could be up to $1.5 trillion, will be paid for by the growth it creates. And even their own people say, nonsense, not true, not true. So let's be truthful with the American people about that. They throw a few crumbs to the middle class, or they give with one hand, they take away in bounty with the other.
All right, Merry Christmas. I'm sure that was pleasant for you to listen to.
Yeah. As I often say, though, she is the gift that keeps on giving to Republicans. At least she's not prone to exaggeration or embellishment in any way. Every time she gets up to talk, I think, yes, let her go. Hopefully a lot of people are tuning in now. Pretty bizarre.
It was in this holy time, she invokes Christmas to call this a moral obscenity. She called it a tax scam. A tax scam. This will be a permanent plutocracy. It is Armageddon. It is the end of the world. I mean, oh my gosh. So what? How do you answer rhetoric like that?
Well, it sort of speaks for itself, Scott, because when it's that extreme, there isn't an equal response to it. People know better. When they hear that kind of language, they know better. You just kind of hope, I guess, for Democrats at some point that somebody would rise to a leadership position that's got more dignity than that, and frankly, a little bit more moderation to their views. But I think it's illustrative of why we have the problem we have, why we couldn't get a single Democrat to not only not vote for it, but to even engage in the discussion, to participate in debate and in the compromise. I mean, particularly in the Senate, it was discouraging because there were so many overtures made to Democrats in the Senate. By the president, by his economic team, by Senate leadership, and they all just sort of scoffed at it. You know, they were happy to participate, but not willing to meet anybody halfway.
Well, on that point, Senator Heidi Heitkamp put out a statement here in the last few hours after this passed in the Senate, saying, quote, "I've been almost begging Republicans to work with me on a bipartisan bill that could serve North Dakotans. I held meetings in North Dakota on tax reform, met with top White House officials, including the president on the issue. Unfortunately, I never got a seat at the table, nor did many others." What do you say about that?
Well, I don't, I wasn't in on every meeting that Senator Heitkamp had, but there's a lot of evidence of her attending meetings in the White House. I sat around one of those tables right next to her for 6 hours on Air Force One with Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin, Stephen Miller, and Mark Short. The president himself came in and out a couple of times. So I think one of the problems that liberals have is they're so certain that they're smarter than everybody else that when you're sitting around the table, they confuse collaboration with consent. And by consent, I mean everyone has to consent to their idea. Otherwise, they weren't listened to. And this is what the left has. They've been co-opted by Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, who do a lot of screaming, and they use extreme rhetoric, and they make harsh demands because they're convinced they're smarter than everybody else. And so, not having a seat at the table, I think there's a pretty robust White House schedule that could confirm that that's not the case.
But if you're begging to be part of the process and there's an open amendment process, aren't you given every opportunity to say, here's an amendment, here's an amendment? I mean, there were a lot of opportunities, and I think Senator Heitkamp did one amendment that failed, but just one. I mean, so everything she wanted, she could put forward an amendment to say, I offered this and it was shot down. So when you don't offer the amendment, you really aren't engaging in the process, are you?
Well, the process that they were engaged in is trying to have a strong partisan bill that they could complain about and that they could try to demonize and maintain their power base within their own leadership, among their own leadership, so that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would care for them or at least not hurt them. Maybe that's more the issue, I suspect. And so they participate in their way, but what they're not participating in is our solutions for the American public. I mean, just think, Scott, many of the things that are in this bill are things that people like John F. Kennedy advocated for, half a century ago. And there's things that, in many cases, Barack Obama advocated for just in the most recent presidency. And yet somehow they're not good enough. And what happens is whatever you provide, whatever you negotiate, whatever you agree to, they move that goalpost one more time so that they can be a no. When your goal, if your goal is to vote against something, there's no shortage of reasons to vote against it. But what you have to do is realize in the context of the whole, with, you know, 535 total members of Congress, including the 100 senators, no one person gets everything that they want. And so you have to take it, you know, take the best you can get, because that's the way the founders designed our system. And I think we came up with an awfully good product at the end of the day.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kramer on this bill, which, by the way, has to be voted on again today in the House, right?
It does. There was we anticipated a parliamentary objection that the Democrats would make in the Senate. We also anticipated that the hand-wringers in control of the Senate would yield to that parliamentary decision and force another vote, and that's fine. One of the things I objected to was the name of the bill. That didn't meet the Byrd Rule. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act didn't meet the specific requirements of the Byrd Rule.
They're done the desperation now. Your questions for Congressman Kramer when you come back. 258-0550, 258-0550. More after this.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Well, it's Wednesday, so Wednesday Wheels, one of my favorite things to talk about for our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy, has got another great deal for us. This one at Pucklage Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Valley City. There's also Pago Chevrolet in Bismarck, of course. And at both stores, they have a knack for getting these vehicles that are just incredible deals. Many times they sold them originally, and they've serviced them all along the way. And this one is good example. 2016 GMC Yukon Denali XL. So it's loaded up. It's the big one. Every option you can think of. Diamond white color, cocoa leather seats, 400 horsepower, 6.2 liter engine. Still gets about 20 miles to the gallon. Big, beautiful 21-inch chrome wheels on it. Dual DVDs and lots more. So one owner, local trade, only 67,000 miles on it. And it's been on the lot for $48,995. They said, Scott, tell your listeners it's Christmas. $1,500 off that price. You can drive it away for $47,388. Check it out at PucklitchValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Pucklitch, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, online at pucklitch.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. We had a call earlier from a listener, Tyrion Bismarck, said, are there any changes, any effects on farmers and ranchers' mortgage interest deduction in the new tax plan? In other words, does Schedule F standard deduction still apply under the new plan, or are there impacts? He wanted to know.
Okay, so there's, if I can sort of dissect that that question, we double the standard deduction, but of course if you don't take the standard deduction, if you use the itemized deduction, which would include the home mortgage, the challenge here is, the question here would be, if the doubling of the standard deduction actually ends up being more of a deduction than the itemized deductions, then you might change the standard from the traditional. But I think to the specific question of does it have an impact, is there a change on home mortgage deduction, that is to say home mortgage interest deduction, there's a slight change in that instead of applying to all, to an entire unlimited home mortgage, this one caps at $750,000 mortgage on up to two homes. So, unless you have a $1 million home mortgage, where you can only deduct the interest up to $750,000 of it. So, which, by the way, affects perhaps no one in North Dakota.
Yeah, and what this caller was wondering about is obviously, with a farm and a ranch, you'd have business expense. So he was concerned that if the ability to deduct the mortgage interest on farm and ranch, big land purchases, large land purchases, that the cost of land would come down. And so he wondered if there was any impact on that.
It's a great question, because if I was to sort of, again, dissect this further, and more importantly with a real estate expert, it'd be sort of fun to find that out, because there's been some complaint that by lowering the interest deduction, by putting a lower cap on it, that in some ways it could lower the value of your home. Well, the same that could be an opportunity on the land side for somebody who wants to purchase land, which, by the way, this is a very long other discussion at some point perhaps on how policy, including regulatory policy and certainly tax policy, actually artificially manipulates the value of things. This is why, everyone's hair is on fire when you do these things, because it's going to change the value of something. Well, the value of something should be based on real market forces anyway, not on tax policy or on government, other government policy. I think with regard to land, the way you should know is that farming interest is still deductible. Business interest is still deductible. It's largely for, I think it's something like 97% of all businesses, maybe it's even 98% of all businesses, the working capital interest deduction continues. It doesn't apply at very high levels in certain types of industries, but for agriculture specifically, is an unlimited interest deduction for working capital. And then purchasing equipment. The other thing we did add, and we doubled the 279 standard deduction, or 179 standard, or 179 expensing, I'm sorry, for capital investments on things like farm machinery and other machinery and assets. That's completely expensable now, at up to $1 million per year. And as well as for 5 years, full expensing of all of capital purchases.
We, by the way, have a sponsor here on What's on Your Mind, Kevin Pfeiffer, and they do really good work in the way of land real estate valuations and managing land and a lot of different things. We will invite Kevin on to answer some of those specific questions for farmers and ranchers out there to see once we got all the details crunched here. Let's go to Morris, Minnesota, and Howard has a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Well, I just had a comment on Nancy Pelosi's little speech she gave. You know, she's saying that, you know, we're getting ripped off and we're going to be in the end of the world. Well, if we had her in president, it would be the end of the world. But why isn't anything ever brought up about this? I don't know if you've heard or read about it. This UFO thing, this $21 million, which, you know, there's more spent than that. And right. Oh, Harry Reid was the one that approved this study. And what about, coincidentally, the study went to the friends of Harry Reid.
Right.
Isn't this just wonderful? Has anybody ever brought this up and about a thousand other things that are going on in this room?
Well, actually, it's interesting. It actually was discovered, you know, obviously under new Republican leadership, and there is an investigation going on into it, at least congressional investigation, if not otherwise. In fact, I think there's already been one hearing where intelligence or defense officials were questioned about it. So, yeah, it actually is being brought up. It is interesting that this particular week it's been hard to break through with that as a major news story. And it always will in the mainstream media because they're going to protect Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. I would even carry on to further what you said, Howard, because you reminded me of something. Her extreme rhetoric. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said something like that? They would have him hanging from the rafters. They would call him unfit. They'd start an impeachment proceeding again. If he said something like this is going to lead to Armageddon, because again, they take it literally. Oh, he must be planning a nuclear war or something because he has threatened Armageddon if we don't, you know, if we pass something. But yet she just says it and everybody just sort of dismisses it. And partly they dismiss it because it's her. You know, it's like, okay, there she goes again. But it's not like she's an insignificant leader in this country either. But you're right. It's hard to break through with bad news about Harry Reid even after he's gone.
Mm-hmm. So how long is that? How long does that day this investigation going on? Don't they have a limit on that?
Well,
does it go on for 10 years or what?
Well, no, it won't. It's probably not a big enough deal to go on for 10 years or to attract that kind of attention. But it is interesting that people are taking a very strong interest in it. And you'll find occasionally, and I haven't had a lot of time to follow it closely this week. I've seen it.
What I mean is with Trump.
Oh, with Trump. Oh, that investigation. Well, you know, I'm to the point where I think they ought to. The attorney general, who said very little to nothing ever since he recused himself, and I think recusal was fine, but he's still the leader of the Justice Department. I think as much as I like Jeff Sessions, it's time for him to step up to the plate and say, enough is enough. Wrap this thing up. If you don't have any evidence of collusion, you know, we're not interested in chasing other crimes. That's what the FBI already does. Because what Bob Mueller and this obvious bias political witch hunt has done is it's diminished the integrity of the Justice Department and the FBI. And
right.
We need to be rebuilding their integrity. The whole point of the special counsel was to restore confidence, and it's done exactly the opposite.
All right, Howard, got to go. We're up against the break. More with Congressman Kevin Kramer, and your calls after this at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Pillow under the Christmas tree and give the gift of health this Christmas season. Todd and I swear by ours, not at ours. We swear by them. We love them. We have to fight to keep them because everybody else in the house wants them. I know people have 5, 6, 7 My Pillows. I think our current guest is one of them. And right now, the buy one, get one special allows you to buy one and get one, and then they give one as well. I love that. Mike Lindell did that just for our listeners. Just for our listeners. Isn't that great? And if you have all the My Pillows you need, there's other great gift ideas, pillow toppers and the mattress toppers and actual My Pillow beds and pet beds. And last thing I saw before I left the house this morning was Herbie, our little Bichon Terrier, just right there in his My Pillow bed, loving life, loving every minute of it. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call him at 800-506-9028. Remember, you get the 10-year warranty. You get the money-back guarantee. The MyPillow mattress is a 10-year warranty, 120-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping on it. So that's fantastic. These are great gifts. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us from the House floor today. Have you voted already? We're good.
I voted. I voted on the previous on ordering the previous question. Does that sound sexy? And then that's a 15-minute vote. There's about 2 minutes left in that vote stage, actually, but it'll go much longer because I can see now there are fewer than 200 people have voted. So this is the first vote that gets people, you know, down to the chamber. And then we have another vote on the rule, which for you know, people who aren't familiar with Swamp Act, the previous question is a procedural order that determines who's in charge, and this just determines that the Republicans are in charge. And then the next on the rule is the rule to vote in a couple of hours, the rules of engagement for voting in a couple of hours, on the final passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which we're not allowed to call that anymore because of the bird rule. But that just simply sets the rules of engagement. In other words, no amendments, the minutes of debate on each side, those kinds of things.
Texter says, could you ask Congressman Cramer about Heidi Heitkamp's newly found concern for our deficit? She used that as an excuse to vote no.
Well, it's interesting because not so long ago, I think in the context of this very discussion, she said something like, you know, we can worry about how we pay for it later. what can you say? It's politics. Some people hate that term. Well, it's just politics, but it's politics. What can you say? We've got a $20 trillion debt. Half of it was driven up by the last president, all in one presidency. And we clearly have to get a handle on it. But the first step toward doing that is growing our economy and generating more revenue. And the other side is on the spending side. We're going to take that up next.
Another question. Does Congress plan to make the tax changes permanent or let the Democrats manipulate the economic metrics next year so they get rescinded?
Well, we would love to make all of them permanent, but unfortunately, without 60 Democrats or 60 senators, we weren't able to do that. Because of the Byrd rule and our confinement to the 150 or $1.5 trillion price tag, which we have now actually brought down to less than half a trillion based on the most recent analysis of economic growth by the National Taxpayer Union. So the corporate rate, we made it permanent, the individual rates for 10 years roughly, and then it would go back to existing law, which, by the way, that doesn't mean a tax increase. It just means it goes back to existing brackets. But I've never seen, in my 5 years here, I've never seen us not pass extender packages. Our goal will be to try to make that individual rate permanent sometime, hopefully fairly soon, maybe attached to something that has to pass and make that permanent law as well. But at the very least, if the worst thing that happens is we trade the last 10 years of the government spending other people's money with 10 years of them spending their own money, we will have made tremendous progress.
Jay and Dickinson for Congressman Kramer at 258-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Jay.
Yes.
Hey, Jay.
Hello. My question, the thing that concerns me about the tax bill,
mm-hmm.
is I wasn't around, or I'm not quite old enough to actually remember what went on when Kennedy reduced it, but yeah. I know when Reagan reduced it, that's when you started seeing all the cities, counties, and states coming up with their own tax plans to raise more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my fear is, I think it's a good idea, but my fear is,
sure.
You know, you're going to have counties, states, cities raising their mill levies on property taxes, mm-hmm. raising their sales tax to get more revenue. And mm-hmm. what I'd really like to see, especially out here in Western North Dakota, where businesses, we had to balloon our expenses to, you know, make up for what was going on here. Then we mm-hmm. had to cut our expenses when the bottom fell out for the
right.
second time around.
Yeah.
And it seems like everybody from military to state city governments, they always seem to never have to cut. And what would really be nice is if everybody from federal, state, county on down had to go with a 10 or a 15% tax collection reduction mandatory. And they were, you know, I don't care if they do it through attrition or however it's, you know, however it's done, you know. But it
yeah.
seems like, they, you know, there should be a forced cut all the way through. Businesses have to do it all the time. Government
yeah.
seems to have to do it.
Yeah. Well, Jay, very good point. And this is why we had quite a debate, perhaps one of the hottest debates, you know, within the family, the Republican family, was between the high property tax states of New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, and the rest of the members from the other parts of the country that are low tax states, because the federal tax code has created an incentive for high local taxes because of the deduction of local taxes, what's otherwise known as FLT, state and local taxes. And so it's interesting that, you know, the groups of county commissioners and city councils and whatnot, they formed this group called the Citizens or Association Against Double Taxation. Well, double taxation is when you raise federal taxes to incent the raising of local taxes. We tried to do away with that. We did, in fact, in the House, the Senate added it back in. We settled on a sort of a modest compromise of ability to deduct either property or income or sales taxes, you have to choose up to $10,000. So we set a reasonable cap on it. But you make an important point here. What I'd rather see, frankly, if we can shift more of the responsibility along with the management of government to the more local level, that's far better. Because you're going to hold your city council, your county commissioners, and frankly your state legislators a lot more accountable than you're able to hold presidents and future congresses. So, you know, but you're right. We all need to be willing to take a cut every now and then, because as North Dakota's experienced, when you have dramatic growth, it's very painful to go backwards. But I trust the locals a lot more than I trust the state government or federal government.
All right.
Maybe you want audience.
Still have my doubts, but that they'll do it. But
Jay, appreciate
James,
the call.
Is what it is.
James Scott, I want you to hang on. I want to introduce you, Scott, and the audience to Peter Roskam from Illinois. He's chairman of the Taxation Subcommittee of Ways and Means, and he's been through this battle. So he can answer Jay's and the other callers' questions better than I can, but I want him to at least say hi to you, and he can tell you what a pain in the butt I've been. Here's Peter.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Mr. Chairman, nice to chat with you. We better start there. Has Kramer been a pain in the butt to you?
No, you know what? God bless North Dakota. Somebody who's so tenacious, and that is like a dog with a bone advocating for North Dakota. Can I just tell you that? He's very, very, very good. He's practically tattooed your state on my shoulder. So he's a very effective advocate. He's also a very nice guy. So well done. Hey, and that is not a universal characterization of all members of Congress, believe me.
Here's a question from one of our listeners. And Jay, thanks for the call, by the way. We appreciate it and stick to it. A texter says, why not push for a low flat tax of 10 or 12% across the board? Wouldn't that end the class warfare in the tax brackets and simplify taxes and cut federal spending at the same time? That would be real tax reform, wouldn't it?
Well, so that doesn't deal with the spending question. Remember, you've got to split these two things up. Spending is spent, and in order to deal with that, you got to fix these entitlement programs in particular, and changing tax policy doesn't get to that. And it won't go away from the class envy rhetoric that we see out there. The political left is going to continue to raise that no matter what you do. So then the question is, how do you create a tax policy that is growth-oriented? And while a flat tax or a flatter tax is a good idea, we just weren't able to pull that together. But that's not to say that at some point in the future our country doesn't go in that direction, but it just wasn't right, in my opinion, for that approach right now.
Another question. I'm as basic as they come, says this listener. No dependents, no head of household, no child care, nothing. Make $50,000 a year. How will this new tax bill affect me?
It'll help them a lot. The first, if they're single or married, it depends. But if they're married, the first 24 grand of that couple is not going to be taxed at all. And if they're single, it's the first 12 grand or so. So it's nearly doubling the standard deduction. And then their tax rate is going to go down. So that family, off the top of my head, that person is likely to save about at least $500. And I think more, I just don't want to overstate it.
Here is a call that came in earlier, and I know you have some farmers in Illinois, so you probably have gotten this question before, but talking about what they deduct, listen to this.
What about other deductions that we as farmers and ranchers have now that we won't get in the new bill? I mean, you know, what are they going to take away from us on other things that we now can deduct? Like we buy fuel, tires, batteries, parts, repairs. Licensing on vehicles, all that kind of stuff can be deducted because we're essentially a business, but it's a multi-$1,000 business.
All right. That's the summary of that caller's question for you.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, the farmers in particular, many of whom serve on the Ways and Means Committee and represent strong ag interests, are universally and wholeheartedly enthusiastic about this bill. So the ag community has said this is a winner for us. Up and down, not just producers, but folks in the farm implementation business, farm co-ops, kind of the entire agriculture community has said this is really good for us. So I think the more this is one of the situations where as that caller is able to learn more and not just hear bits and pieces about what the proposal is, but to learn about it in totality in terms of what are and what happens in terms of full expensing, the ability to write off new equipment or equipment that is due to them in the first year and not mess around with depreciation schedules is a big, big benefit. So we've
Sounds
been getting from big thumbs up from agriculture.
All right, we're going to a break. Chairman Roskam, thanks for doing a little impromptu talk radio with us today. We appreciate
thanks,
that.
Guys. And thanks for sending Kramer to Congress.
You got it. More coming up.
USA. You know, the place that helps America feel better is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Daily Express Sub-Selects for $2.99. The Barrel of Fun Chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and two cookies, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Speaker Ryan or, Kevin Brady or anybody else? Do you want to...
Well, I can see Kevin, actually. He's out in the middle of the chamber, though. I'd have to go check him. I got lucky with Peter. He came in and stood in the phone booth across from me here in the cloakroom, so he was captive. But I get Kevin. I'm going to try to get Kevin for the show sometime, and I'm just going to... Once you get him, you just want him to work for the whole hour. He is so darn good and so smart and such a great guy. He's a South Dakota native. A lot of people maybe don't know that about him because he represents the Houston area. But he's a South Dakota native, and he's got all that Midwestern common sense in spades, as well as just being one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Final segment of What's on Your Mind Talk Radio Town Hall for today. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kramer, get it in at 258-0550. So How did it feel to cast that vote? I know you're doing it one more time today, but it's essentially just a, you know, a procedural thing. But, I mean, how big a deal is this?
It's really big, Scott. Most members of Congress, there have been about 10,000 people who have been elected to the United States House of Representatives. Obviously, those early ones did some really monstrous things, and we'll never duplicate the importance of the founding of our country. However, I will tell you that very few of the 10,000 or so people who have served in this body will do anything this big. And the historic nature of that's not lost on me. But that said, it's sort of a short-lived euphoria because, of course, we've got other big things to get after. As Peter talked about with you, you know, we have the spending side of this ledger that needs to get fixed as well. Entitlement reform, welfare reform, major infrastructure. There are big things we want to continue to do while we have the presidency. And Donald Trump is a man of action. He doesn't sit back and wait very well. I think this bureaucratic malaise of the administrative state combined with the slow movement of the legislative agenda, and not to mention the rather inept United States Senate, has made, I think, has tested his patience, shall we say. So we've still got a lot more important things to do. So we're going to enjoy it today. I'll go over to the White House with a bunch of us. All the buses are already lined up outside so that we can go there for a celebration together.
So the celebration happens, is that the bill signing or is that a separate event?
Yeah, good question. I don't know if you'll sign the bill at that or not. I have not read anything that says that, but I just know that sometime at 2 o'clock we're all leaving the Capitol in our motorcade and heading to the White House.
You know, there are a fairly significant part of the conservative movement has been anti-Donald Trump and led by, you know, folks like, you know, National Review and others, kind of the never Trumpers, if you will. I saw a piece by Rich Lowry, who heads up National Review now, basically saying, hey, we need to recognize this, that, you know, now with the tax cut and the starting sort of with Neil Gorsuch and everything in between, that this president has, you know, it's, in fact, here's the quote, it's hard to see how a conventional Republican president would have done much better. And so, I mean, there's a lot, and I realize the Democrats are never going to acknowledge that, but, I mean, this is something we shouldn't lose sight of as well regarding Donald Trump's accomplishments, right?
Well, it's a great point. I did a fairly long radio show this morning on the Canadian Broadcast Corporation network. I do that from time to time. And that very question was posed to me. He said, well, isn't this going to be Donald Trump's only success? And I said, oh, let me remind you of what he's done just in the last year. And if you doubt me, look at the roaring U.S. economy. And just this morning, listening to some of the business news, it's, you know, they're predicting now that the tax bill, while some people thought that was cooked into the formula, was not, that it was really the regulatory rollback of the last 10 months that has caused the roar in the economy and created the optimism that has led us to this point. So I think to Rich's credit, he's acknowledging what probably, you know, should have been acknowledged a long time ago, but is impossible to not acknowledge today, and that is Donald Trump is a conservative president. And frankly, once he appointed and was able to get installed Neil Gorsuch onto the United States Supreme Court, his credentials should have been secure at that point. But, you know, his point that he doesn't see that, you know, a conventional president could have done any better. I doubt a conventional president could have pulled this off because the power of Donald Trump, just his personality and his impatience, pushes us in ways that we might not always be comfortable. And when I say we, I'm talking collectively as an institution. And this is a shakeup that was badly needed. And while some people might think the swamp hasn't been drained adequately or isn't being drained quickly enough, in the context of history, it's really quite a remarkable transformation of this place.
Let's see here. Texture, a call on a texture, and we got to go quick. Deduction, tax credit, blah, blah, blah. Why do we have to fit into a box to keep money we earn? What happened to simple?
Amen. Amen. No, and that's why, remember, we're replacing 74,000 pages with what's now 1,097 pages. When it left the House, it was 400 and some pages. He's exactly, whoever that is exactly right. As far as I'm concerned, one of the failures of this, I shouldn't say failure, one of the disappointments was when we went from the three brackets the House created to seven brackets. Because you don't have the big, thick brackets anymore, or the distance between brackets
that provide the type of flatness and simplicity. This is why we eliminated a whole bunch of deductions, and every senator phoned another one to put in, and they used the power of their obstruction to put another deduction in. I'm with the texter all the way. This is your money in the first place, and letting you keep it, do what you want with it, shouldn't require some approval by a government agency.
Randy, we're going to give you the last word, but it's going to have to be quick. Go ahead, you're up.
Yeah, that's the ELD law. How are we going to get rid of this band? If we want to have it, it should be optional, not a mandatory.
All right, you fixed the tax code. What about our trucker friends?
Well, we've gotten a reprieve on it for I think, 60 or 90 days.
Stay tuned, Randy. Congressman Kramer, thanks. We got a roll
in here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.